Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
You know, Paul Check once said, sleep is the greatest medicine we have available to us, and it's free. But some of us don't sleep well. In fact, I would venture to say sleep is a bigger problem for our population today than anything else. And there's a variety of reasons that we have poor sleep. I'm not going to try to list them all. But many people turn to drugs like Ambien, these hypnotic drugs. You know, those drugs don't really make you sleep. Sleep has a signature. It has an architecture. It has stages and phases, and it has an imprint all to its own. You don't sleep like me, and I don't sleep like that person. We all have different sleep rhythms. And when we adhere to these, when we protect them, we have great health. We have longevity. We avoid age-related diseases. When we interrupt them or we manipulate them by staying up late or eating a lot of food before bed, they punish us. I remember doing a show probably 2008 with an Olympic coach who took Olympians, young athletes, and short-slept them for 5 hours a night for three nights in a row. And they develop the same blood sugar management issues as people in their 70s and 80s, that quick. We know that poor sleep leads to different types of cancers, and the list goes on and on. But the problem is when you take a drug like Ambien, you may lay still for 8 hours with your eyes closed, but you're not sleeping because a lot of these supplements and drugs today do not honor the sleep rhythm that is natural for you. And it's just like not getting sleep. In fact, there was a study published that people who use Ambien for more than a year develop insulin resistance. Why? They're sleeping because they're not really sleeping. They're just laying still. If I hit you in the head with a baseball bat and you laid on the floor for 8 hours, you wouldn't get up off the floor 8 hours and go, wow, I feel so refreshed and great. Sleep is very, very specific. And we really need to pay attention to it if we want to live as long and make the gains and stay strong and have a memory that functions. We have to honor those rhythms. Now, before we get started, I have to thank our title sponsor, and that's Legendary Foods, makers of the Tasty Pastry. We'll have some pictures of the sweet rolls very shortly. If you have been through the airport and had to talk yourself out of getting a Cinnabon, you don't have to do that anymore. The sweet rolls come in cinnamon, berry, and chocolate, and you would think that you're eating garbage because it tastes so close to the Cinnabon. It's moist and soft, less than 1 gram of sugar, 4 to 5 net carbs, 20 grams of high-quality dairy protein. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary. Use the code SHR10 to let them know that you learned about it from the show. And get yourself some tasty pastries and some sweet rolls, and you can thank me later. And now, without further delay. Here we go. Sorry. There's Matt Gallant. Matt, so I want to say something.
Carl.
I want to say something. There's a lot of people out there that call themselves biohackers, and they make a living just calling themselves biohackers. But I say the real biohackers are doing some exciting work, but they just don't talk about it. Matt Gallant's one of those guys. He's spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to better understand his brain and our brains. Another thing that has been a fascination of his is sleep, and we're going to get into that today. I'm trying to think who said this recently, but somebody was talking about personal trainers. The personal trainers that have a million followers on Instagram aren't really the good personal trainers. The good personal trainers are in the trenches doing the work with people. They just don't have time to post. And you really are a fascinating and skilled biohacker, but you don't use that label, do you?
No, and I think there's a big difference between biohackers and bio-optimizers. Again, we're really into biological optimization. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's a lot of tools that fall into the biohacking category. But the difference is, you know, we're really trying to use data, whether it's blood work or Oura Rings or EEG headsets or whatever it is, to try to get our biology into an optimal range. And, you know, Wade Lightheart is my business partner. Both Wade and I have come from the world of maximization, right, which, you know, anyone who's gone deep into bodybuilding understand what that means. It's just as much muscle mass as possible or as ripped and shredded as possible. And what we learned over time was, you know, if you push maximization too far, your health becomes compromised. Mm-hmm. And over time, we just became fans of, you know, finding that sweet spot on every single aspect of our body. And that's really where the magic is. So I think with every nutrient, with every biological system, there's a sweet spot. And our goal is to try to find that.
So when did you start working on sleep? And was it a result of your own sleep or a loved one's sleep that you were trying to solve a problem?
No, the truth is almost every single product we've developed has been to scratch our own itches.
Right.
Starting from Masszymes, and Sleep Breakthrough is no exception. So my journey with sleep started in my mid-20s. I was absolutely obsessed with productivity. I was working 80 hours a week in the gym. I was a trainer. I was recording a hard rock album. I was studying marketing. I was training twice a day, and I was married. So I'm like, I don't have time to sleep. I need to find a way to reduce that. Not a very smart plan. So my thought was, I thought I could adapt to sleeping less and less. So I was reducing my sleep by about 15 minutes every week or so. I felt pretty good until about the 5-hour range.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the 5-hour range, it was really interesting because anything that was not optimized, if I was slightly dehydrated, if I didn't train, if I didn't move, if I ate the wrong thing, I would crash instantly.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a useful lesson. But when I got to 4 hours, that was it. It was game over. And that took me about 2 months of sleeping 8, 9, 10 plus hours a night to recover. And then I read Power Sleep by James Moss. And that book really focused me on the other side, which is to sleep 8, 9 hours a night. But I was sleeping let's fast forward a few years, sleeping 8, 9 hours a night. I bought the Zio, which was a predecessor to the Oura Ring. It was a headband. We can talk a little bit about accuracy and these different sleep measurement, Oura Ring. Whoops, Fitbits, all this stuff. But I was getting between 0 and 15 minutes of deep sleep a night. And I realized at that point that it was really more about sleep quality than quantity. My body fat on a DEXA scan had the highest reading ever. My testosterone crashed to the low 200s. And I just felt like garbage pretty much every single day I woke up. I would lose 3 to 4 pounds of water. I was waking up dehydrated. And again, I'm sleeping 9 hours a night.
Right.
And then I just had that light bulb moment that the number one thing I can invest in is my sleep. So I spent about $45,000 on all kinds of sleep things, from PMF devices to custom made mattresses to Faraday cages to you name it. I probably invested in and I've tested pretty much every single sleep molecule that's available. And yeah, we'll talk about all that stuff.
So I'm interested in the Faraday cages. Did you notice anything? You know, because people can make their own Faraday cage by creating a mosquito net out of carbon fiber. They sell carbon fiber in sheets, and you can just make a mosquito net, you know, mm-hmm. hang it from above your bed, and that'll block like 90% of the RF from getting in there. Did you notice anything when you were using that?
No, frankly, first of all, my Faraday cage looks like a mosquito net. It's made out of silver. There's a website called lessemf.com that sells all kinds of EMF blocking devices. And no, I did not notice anything. And, you know, I live in a penthouse and I probably have 7 or 8 Wi-Fis that show up.
Yeah.
But the thing is, and this is true for a lot of technologies, this is true for red light therapy, it's true for all the different EMFs. The proximity is what cranks the dose. So, mm-hmm. you know, I've got cement walls, cement floors, cement ceilings. So even though I'm seeing them, I think the signals are very weak.
Right.
The other comment I have on EMF is I think different people have different levels of sensitivities. So I think some people are, you know, their bodies will respond more to EMF. Of course, we know that it opens up calcium channels. It can flood the cells with an overload of calcium. That's where magnesium can help. But I frankly did not notice any difference, but it kind of looks cool. And psychologically, I like the effect of feeling like I'm surrounded.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But it never showed up in my scores.
The only thing I would say is silver is, I know silver is popular for EMF and RF repellent, but it's actually, I spent the beginning of my career in radio frequency, mobile telephone paging, cellular, and that actually attracts RF. So while you're in there, carbon fiber and carbon in general is the right thing to use if you're trying to create shielding. But anyway, that neither goes here. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the how did you start working with different molecules? And obviously you've blended a lot of them together because you understand that sleep has an architecture. It's not just boom, that's it. Deep sleep is reparative to the body. REM sleep is defragging and cataloging memories. The tail end of REM is where testosterone is produced. The tail end of deep is where growth hormone. So there's a rhythmicity in there that you have to honor if you're going to get all the value from sleep. How did you discover which ones mm-hmm. turned what on?
So the way we formulate every product is we look at biological and neurological pathways. And then we start asking ourselves, how can we optimize that pathway? And with sleep, there's a lot of different vectors. And this is true for almost every single biological challenge or objective. You know, if you start stacking different pathways together, you start compounding the results, and it's like Albert Einstein said, compound interest, probably the eighth wonder of the world. And that's very accurate for your biology as well. So we can talk about different pathways. Let's start with GABA. So when you look at the data on the insomniacs, they're about 30% deficient in GABA.
Mm-hmm.
And just increasing your GABA levels will typically improve your sleep. I mean, it's the molecule of chill. Now, what we do, which I don't think very many supplement companies do, is like we'll test every form of GABA, and we'll test, you know, things like valerian root. And you know, one of the big challenges with the sleep formula was creating something that made you feel refreshed in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with a lot of sleep molecules is the half-life is too long. And you would wake up feeling kind of groggy, maybe a little bit hungover.
Mm-hmm.
You needed maybe a coffee, you know, some movement to feel awake. We didn't want that. So we tested GABA. We tested valerian root. We tested a variety of different GABA sources. And we found that pharma GABA, which is, you know, one of the most expensive forms, was the best one. So we went with that. That's a key pathway. Probably my number one sleep molecule for the last 6-7 years, like I've probably taken this like 99% of nights, has been L-theanine, which is, of course, an amino acid derived typically from green tea. And what's amazing about L-theanine is that it promotes relaxation without drowsiness. Back to, again, we want to really avoid
mm-hmm.
Drowsiness. And L-theanine increases alpha brain waves, which is another pathway. So when they look at insomniacs, they find that they tend to have hyperactive beta brainwaves. Mm-hmm. When you have hyperactive beta brainwaves, that's when you have the hamster wheel going, the monkey brain, whatever animal analogy you want to use.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't shut down your brain is essentially what the side effect is. So one of the hacks is to increase your alpha brainwaves. And again, I've done about 8 weeks of my life with EEGs wired to it, and I've done a lot of neurofeedback. And what you'll find is that as your alpha brainwaves increase, your beta brainwaves decrease. So pharma GABA also increases alpha brainwaves. So there's synergy between the L-theanine and the pharma GABA in terms of really, you know, hacking your brainwaves, so to speak. And of course, you know, lifestyle matters. I mean, I'm a big fan of the UFC, and sometimes my friends will come over and all of us will report that our sleep the next day is compromised. And of course, you know, we had massive adrenaline and cortisol pumping and beta brainwaves are pumping and dancing because of the fights and the excitement. And that compromises sleep. So in a perfect world, you know, 90 minutes before bed, you're doing something that's more relaxing, whether it's reading, taking a bath. You know, if you're watching violent TV or anything that excites you, your beta brain waves will be elevated and it's going to affect your sleep. It's going to take you longer because from a beta brain wave or from a brain wave perspective, back to architecture, we go from beta down to alpha, and then we go from alpha to theta. And everybody hits theta twice a day when we're starting to pass out. It's that hypnagogic state.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you're starting to dream and you're kind of conscious of it. And then you pass out. And if you have a good night's sleep, you'll hit delta, stage four sleep. And then when we wake up, we hit theta again. We start, you know, having some REM. We're kind of aware of the dreams. And then we wake up. And then most people jump right into beta, which I think a good lifestyle improvement, which I've been doing, which has been great, is to wake up and spend.
You dropped out. You dropped out. Wake up and
play with my cat.
Okay, you dropped out a little bit. Wake up. You said now you wake up and.
Yeah, just spend like the first 30 minutes of the day in an alpha brainwave state. And whether that's just meditation, walking, mindfulness, playing with your kids, playing with mm-hmm. your pets, mm-hmm. I feel like that really sets up a different tone for the day compared mm-hmm. to just turning on your phone, going off airplane mode, and jumping into digital excitement. You know.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So, I also know that one of the ingredients in this this recipe. That you've created is something that I have taken every night for at least the past 5 years, and that's glycine. There's glycine in it, right? And the interesting thing about glycine is it not only upregulates brain GABA, but because it's a glucogenic amino acid, it can fill in when blood sugar drops too far, and you don't have to wake up for it to happen. Talk about the decision to put glycine in this product.
First of all, I think pretty much everybody's deficient in glycine. Like probably an optimal dose is like 10 to 15 grams a day. We could probably do a whole episode on glycine and all the health benefits, but let's focus on sleep. So yeah, you mentioned the GABA, but another fascinating thing about glycine is that it can help lower your body core temperature by increasing blood flow to your extremities. So, you know, body temperature is a major aspect of a great night's sleep. And you know, back to that time where I was sleeping 9 hours, the reason was, even though my room was, you know, 65 degrees Fahrenheit, I was sweating so much underneath the blankets. And I got to give a shout out to Chili Pad, phenomenal product. That's one of the few products I just recommend across the board for people to buy, especially if you're a man with muscle mass, or if you're a woman in menopause and you have a hot metabolism, the Chili Pad is transformative for most people's sleep. Because you can really control the temperature where your body's making contact with the mattress. But glycine will actually help lower your body temp. It does improve sleep onset. It does extend REM. And probably my favorite part about it is that when you look at the data, it reduces sleepiness and fatigue during the day with people that are insomniacs or have restricted sleep time. Mm-hmm. So you, even though, let's say you slept slick 6 hours or 5.5 hours, you will feel much better the next day if you take glycine versus not. And that's been probably one of my favorite benefits of Sleep Breakthrough.
You know, it's funny because glycine is a major component of collagen. And while collagen has become popular in recent times, tough meat has collagen in it. When you buy those cheap cube steaks that they run through the tenderizer, the reason they have to tenderize them is because the collagen makes the meat hard and tough to eat. That's the meat people should be eating, in my opinion. Instead of the filet mignon, they should be eating the tougher meat. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I agree. We're actually working on a I mean, we got collagen inside Collagenius, which is our mushroom blend, and we're working on an incredible I'm actually drinking it right now. This is a prototype. We're working on the ultimate skincare drink. And let me just say something. So we have a partnership with the Birch University in Bosnia and Sarajevo. And for the last 3 years, we're closing in on like 1,000 experiments. The biggest game changer that everybody's sleeping on, that's a pun, by the way, but that everybody's sleeping on is cofactors. And almost across the board, as we're reformulating things and doing these experiments, we're finding that cofactors will increase the activity from 50 to 300%. And, you know, that's been our secret sauce, if you will, with almost every formula. And it's no different with Sleep Breakthrough. And it's going to be no different with this collagen formula. I mean, yeah, collagen is important. But when you start stacking all these cofactors, again, you can just multiply the effectiveness significantly. And back to Sleep Breakthrough. So the ultimate strategy, in my opinion, is to give your body all the precursors. And again, precursors are building blocks. And then put the cofactors. Again, what the cofactors do is they help transform that precursor into the target molecule that we're aiming for, which in this case is melatonin. So magnesium is a phenomenal precursor to serotonin, and serotonin is a precursor to melatonin. Now, P5P, which is a bioactive form of vitamin B6, is a really powerful cofactor for magnesium. Let's talk about the mineral blend, because there's a whole cofactor synergy that's happening there. So I got to give credit to Mark, Mr. Newts. He said, we need potassium. We really formulated this product together. He said, we need potassium. And then I started doing a deep dive on potassium and sleep. I found this really fascinating research that happened about 15 years ago on mutant flies. And what they found was that sodium excites neurons and potassium quiets them down. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. So I think that as a bioptimization strategy, you know, starting your day with water and salt and then ending your day with potassium is a great, great strategy. And I think most people have a major imbalance between their sodium levels and potassium levels. Mm-hmm. Like almost everybody is hyperdosing sodium, and there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is they're not taking in enough potassium.
Right.
So the potassium also will help slow down your heart rate, which is great for sleep and shows up in the data. Almost all of our beta users have been reporting that they're seeing that drop in their Oura Ring scores, which is awesome. And another benefit of potassium is a lot of people will wake up and go to the bathroom and, you know, and try to go back to bed. Well, potassium is the molecule of hydration, and you will go to the bathroom less frequently if your potassium and sodium levels are balanced. So potassium was surprising to me how much it moved the needle.
Well, and so that's and also, stay with that. Another thing is there's a good study out there that shows that people who had hypertension who were put on a low-sodium diet versus people who had hypertension and were supplementing with potassium to meet their sodium needs, the ones that were using the potassium, their blood pressure dropped. The ones that just kept dropping their sodium, their blood pressure never dropped. So it's true. You're right. And we don't eat enough potassium-rich foods for whatever reason. You're right.
Yeah, of course, you know, there's potatoes and bananas, which are really potassium-rich. Those are good options. But I'm keto, so, you know, those are off menu for me.
And I'm ultra-low carb. I'm ultra-low carb. You know, I'm shooting for 60 to 100 grams of carbs a day. There's no way I can eat enough potatoes or plantain to get the potassium that I need. Yeah. Yeah.
That is calcium. So it so happens that our grandmother's advice of drinking a warm glass of milk before bed was solid. And, you know, calcium does improve REM. It also helps. You know, it's a cofactor for tryptophan to convert into serotonin, which you already talked about that. Mm-hmm. And then zinc orotate, zinc in general, is just a great cofactor for melatonin, as well as it helps calm the nervous system down. And then the magnesium is a cofactor for all of those minerals. Mm-hmm. And then we use magnesium bisglycinate for this product because it has the best data on sleep. So those four minerals together, I mean, just that has a really significant impact. And of course, as we start combining all of these other things, it just gets better and better.
Okay, so I want to put this up real quick because we're going to take our first commercial break because we're going to end the show about 10 minutes earlier today than normal. So you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, okay, so I'll go buy potassium. I'll buy some GABA. I'll buy some glycine. You don't have to do any of that. Okay. Bioptimizer's Sleep Breakthrough is here and it is great. And you know what? I just ran out of my glycine and I'm not going to use it because I'm just going to use this instead. SHRnetwork.biz/sleep breakthrough, all one word, SLEEPBREAKTHROUGH. Use the code SHR10 for 10% off. You don't have to go out and shop for all these ingredients and put them together. And you know Bioptimizers, they have 100% money back guarantee. If you buy this and you try it and it doesn't work for you, they will refund your money in full. And very few companies do this because most companies live and die on their initial customer sale because they usually don't get second and third sales. Again, shrnetwork.biz/sleep breakthrough. Use the code SHR10 for 10% off. Give this a try. If your sleep is not optimal, if you don't jump out of bed like when you were a kid, then there's room to move the needle. And look, I've resorted to a lot of things to help me sleep. But almost all of them make me wake up groggy in the morning, and I hate that. I hate it. Sleep Breakthrough is the answer. Again, check it out. shrnetwork.biz/sleep breakthrough, SHR10. Stay with us. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. There have been no real breakthroughs in resistance training for over 200 years. Whether it's pulleys or free weight, they all depend on gravity and the angles associated with gravity's effect directly on the weight. All of that has changed with the ARX machine. ARX stands for Adaptive Resistance. The ARX machine uses a 25-horsepower motor. You are literally fighting against a 25-horsepower motor, so every single rep is your one rep maximum at that moment in time. But ARX leverages another technique that has been known to produce rapid muscle gains and strength, and that is it leverages the eccentric or negative portion of the rep, which completely blows every other exercise and resistance training product out of the water. Go to shrnetwork.biz/ARX and discover the future of resistance training. P3OM from Bioptimizers is a patented prebiotic and probiotic supplement with Lactobacillus plantarum OM. It has now been upgraded to P3OM 2.0 with the addition of a superfood formulation that makes it 2 times stronger, as well as optimizes L-plantarum strength, so it's more powerful than ever, which means that not only will it help you completely digest all animal proteins, it also reduces cortisol, causes deep relaxation and better sleep, and reduces stress. Go to shrnetwork.biz/P3-OM today and use the code SHR10 to save 10% off. I've said numerous times that B-strong BFR bands are as effective, if not more effective, than anabolic steroids, and as someone who has used anabolic steroids for many years and used B-Strong BFR bands, I know what I'm talking about. You will see changes in musculature in days and weeks using B-Strong BFR bands and without any of the risks to your health associated with anabolic steroid use. Go to shrnetwork.biz/B-Strong, that's B-S-T-R-O-N-G, and use code SHR15 to save 15% off. I guarantee you will not be disappointed in the results of using the B-Strong bands. Check them out. Merrick Health is a premium telehealth platform that connects customers with partnered providers from the comfort of your home. Merrick provides concierge service with your very own patient care provider as your health advocate. You'll go over all your needs and goals from improving sexual function, hair loss prevention, increased muscle, fat loss, and overall improved performance. Prescribed treatment options can be ordered and shipped directly to you if you meet the requirements, all from the comfort of your home. Go to shrnetwork.biz/Merrick Health, that's MarekHealth, and order your comprehensives and get 10% off with code SHR. Don't forget to add the lab analysis to have results reviewed with potential over-the-counter supplements or treatment recommendations. That's shrnetwork.biz/Merrick Health and use code SHR at checkout. Or order your own desired labs with code SHR and get 10% off your first lab order. There are lots of concerns about food supply today. That's why you need White Oak Pastures. White Oak Pastures will deliver food right to your doorstep. You don't even have to go out and be disappointed by shopping in grocery stores. The finest beef, pork, lamb, duck, and more can be found at White Oak Pastures. And now they even have seafood. And best of all, White Oak Pastures has a negative carbon footprint, which means that you don't have to feel guilty for eating your ribeye. Go to shrnetwork.biz/whiteoak and use the code SUPERHUMAN to save 15% off.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So, what else is in this in this formula here? You hear me, Matt?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what? So, list what else is in the formula.
I mean, that's all the active ingredients. So just to recap, again, 3 grams of glycine, 200 milligrams of L-theanine, 125 milligrams of pharma-GABA, the four minerals. That's it. Like Mark and I did 55 prototypes, and we just kept trying to add things, and honestly was just diminishing the results. Either we'd wake up feeling groggy, or it just wasn't working. So we kind of pulled back and ended up with that. As far as flavoring and sweetener, we used blue spirulina, which gives us a beautiful blue color. We used stevia, and then we used just some organic grape, organic berry flavor. That's it. So literally the formula is just minerals, amino acids, and natural flavoring. There's nothing weird, nothing artificial, nothing chemical, no colorant. And you just mix it about an hour before your target bedtime. Drink it. Ideally take 2 magnesium breakthroughs with it. And within 15 minutes, you'll start to feel it. Within 30 minutes, you'll want to go to bed. Within 45 minutes, ideally you're in bed and then you're sleeping.
Why no melatonin?
It's really important. All right, let's go for it, man. Let's talk about melatonin.
Okay.
I've got a lot to say. So your brain will naturally produce about 10 to 80 micrograms per night naturally. That's if you're optimizing your light. So we need to rewind a little bit and talk about light and how that impacts melatonin. So in a perfect world, the first thing you do when you wake up is you get sunlight directly into your eyes within 10 to 20 minutes, 30 minutes upon awakening. That's the first signal that sets your circadian clock, right? Our bodies have all these clocks that are running, you know, simultaneously in parallel. And we basically want to tell our brains, this is the start of the day. And that actually helps program when the end of the day should be. Now, the second part of light, and this is really important to manage, is we need to start diminishing the light about 90 minutes before our target bedtime. Mm-hmm. That tells our brain that it is nighttime. And of course, you can wear blue light blocking glasses, or if you prefer, just dim the lights in your environment, put some salt lamp lights on, put some red light bulbs. There's a lot of ways to deal with that. But you basically need to really diminish the amount of lumens hitting your eyeballs, because the light basically tells your brain that it's still daytime and your melatonin cycle won't begin until it's dark. So ideally, again, you need to manage for you to naturally produce melatonin, you need to manage darkness, you mm-hmm. know, and light, mm-hmm. and of course, early in the day. And then the other piece is while you're sleeping, your bedroom should be absolutely pitch black. Sleep masks won't cut it because your skin has photoreceptors. So even if you're wearing a mask and there's light hitting your neck, your face, mm-hmm. that will disrupt your melatonin production. And that's been shown in clinical research. Mm-hmm. So those are really foundational things that you need to do. And by the way, for those of you that take melatonin, and I was told this by a neuroscientist like 8 or 9 years ago, and he was right. If you take melatonin and the lights are still on, it's almost useless. Like literally the light is destroying the melatonin second by second. Mm-hmm. Within minutes, that melatonin has been annihilated. So if you're going to take melatonin, you need to take it in pitch black darkness. Like you have it next to your bedstand, you take it or you spray it and then pass out. Let's talk about, you know, ideal dose for melatonin. Again, people are just mega dosing. Even half a milligram, in my opinion, is a mega dose. I mean, if we're looking at trying to simulate what our brains naturally produce, it's, you know, probably about 80 micrograms. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people with a genetic variant, and I'm one of them, and that's why melatonin was always disqualified for me, that will wake up about 2 to 3 hours before they would normally do. So like after 5 hours, I'm waking up. And that's because there's a spike in body temperature that happens 2 or 3 hours before it typically would. So for me, melatonin's a no-go, except a few circumstances. One is, I think melatonin is a good emergency parachute. So those nights where the hamster wheel, the monkey mind, the adrenaline, the cortisol is pumping, and you can't fall asleep, I think using it occasionally is okay. If you're traveling more than three time zones to help reset your circadian clock, mm-hmm. for two nights, it's effective. If you, and this is a really powerful one for me. Like I was doing a 4-city, 5-day trip 2 weeks ago, and I was waking up in New York. We only had 4.5 hours of sleep. So when I know I'm only going to get, let's say, 5 hours or less, I'll use melatonin because I'm going to wake up feeling more refreshed than if I don't.
Right.
So those are the circumstances where I use melatonin. Mm-hmm. I think other than that, I think people should not rely on that. Again, melatonin is a hormone. It's regulated in many countries. And one of the big issues about melatonin is that if they did a huge lab tests on a bunch of different melatonin products, there was a 400x, 40,000% difference in some of the actual amounts. Either there was way more than what it said on the label or way less. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think people are just taking way too much of it. They're taking it too frequently. And I think ideally you're focusing on creating your own natural production instead of using an exogenous form.
Thomas Whittingham apparently went to the website to buy some Sleep Breakthrough, and he says it says sold out right now. Do you know when they'll have more?
Yeah, we just – it's been selling like hotcakes.
Yeah.
It's been selling like hotcakes. So yeah, we just released it a few weeks ago, and yeah, it might be a few weeks. So just, yeah, put your name on the hot list, and then we'll ship you some really soon.
So what are your thoughts on –
yeah, I don't have a hard date, but yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
What are your thoughts on phenibut or phenyl-GABA? A lot of people say it's habit-forming, but if you take it to mm-hmm. sleep, you're not experiencing the anxiolytic effects of it. So is it still habit-forming? Because I use phenibut sometimes if I had too much caffeine that day, and mm-hmm. it helps me sleep. But I slept without it last night. I mean, I can take it or leave it. You have any thought? I know they've scheduled it now, right? You can't even use it as a supplement, but there are places you can get it. Do you have any thoughts, any wisdom on phenibut?
Yeah, so I've used it occasionally in the past. And again, it's really a good potential GABA solution. I don't like things that down-regulate things. And the thing is with GABA, pharma-GABA, you don't seem to get that down-regulation that happens. Mm-hmm. And yeah, phenibut can be habit-forming for a lot of people. So I only used it occasionally a few years ago, but yes, yeah, some people like it. So again, in terms of targeting GABA, it's a potential option.
Mark, I'm going to try to get his name right, and I hope I do this, Mark. Mark Pichnik says he had some good results from earthing mattress pad and sleep and some very painful inflammatory inflammation in his wrist. He had hip replacement 2 years ago, and it set off a lot of pain, and 90% of it was gone in 6 weeks. What do you think about earthing?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the data on earthing, it seems to reduce inflammation after about 30 minutes. You know, I bought the first earthing bed sheets and all that stuff a long time ago. What you need to do, it seems, and again, like I've tried that in recent years and it never worked for me. But if you can actually ground it directly into the earth,
right.
Living in a penthouse.
Yeah, right.
Living in a penthouse and putting it in the ground doesn't seem to work. But if you can actually put the rod in the earth, it actually seems to work. So, again, for those of us that live in high-rises, not really a good option in my opinion. But for those of you that live in a house and you can actually ground it, probably a really good move.
You got to watch out with that. If you're going to ground it yourself outside, you need to have a coupler that if it is a lightning strike, it doesn't follow. It's like a fuse. It bursts and it won't let lightning follow up into your bed. Interesting post I did on Instagram a couple months ago. I've been talking about this periodically and I thought I'm going to show people. I took a volt ohmmeter into the shower with me. And I had no other choice but to plug it into the ground side of an electrical outlet on one end. And the other end, I put it in the stream, and it goes to ground. The premise was that I've been thinking about is like we're grounding every time we get in the shower. And that's because somewhere in the journey of that water, whether it's in a tower, coming down a pipe, under the street or wherever, it's grounded in dirt. That water is grounded. And so I was actually talking to Ron Penna about it, and I said, I'm going to do a YouTube. I'm not going to bring the voltometer in the shower. I'm just going to do it at the kitchen sink. And sure enough, I set it on ohms, and it went to OL. Boom, locked. It was ground. And I said, you don't have to go outside and stand in the grass with your feet in the morning. You can just take a long shower. You're grounding. And I think people, and I also said, when you get in the shower, get out of bed, get in the shower. This is to reduce the need of coffee. And when I do this, I don't need any coffee in the morning. But if you get out of bed and get right in the shower and take a nice warm shower so you can tolerate it and stay in there, but then gradually start making it colder and colder and colder, not till it's ice cold, but just till it's like, oh, it's getting cold now. Let the water hit you in the crown and run down your face. You'll feel the urge to pull your face out because you're afraid you're not going to be able to breathe. That's the mammalian breath hold response. And it's why waterboarding works so good, because you feel like, oh, I'm not going to be able to. That literally opens up all the small blood vessels in your brain, because the brain goes, we may drown, so we need to scavenge as much oxygen as possible, because this is the idiot can't swim. And it wakes, and you get out of the shower fully awake and grounded. And it's really a great thing to do first thing in the morning, jump in the shower. So anyway, I just thought that was fascinating that we're grounding. Most of us who shower daily are grounding pretty every day. Depends on how long you stay in there, that's all. Okay, so let's see. What else can we talk about and when we're talking about sleep? Funny thing, you mentioned about getting daylight in the eyes, and I do that. When I come out to warm up tea, water, and coffee water, I go out on the back deck. Regardless of whether it's gloomy or not, I go out there, and I stand out there, and usually in my underwear. My neighbors love that. And so people were buying DSP. It's a deep sleep peptide. You can buy it on any of the peptide websites. And they would tell, and physicians were saying to use it, take it an hour before bedtime. And I tried it. It wrecked my sleep.
Same. Mm-hmm.
So I decided to experiment with it by taking it first thing in the morning. And then that night I had great sleep. And so I started telling people, people would email me and say, you know, how do you use DSP? It doesn't work for me. And I'd say, take it in the morning when you wake up. So DSP, without doing any real research on it, must be produced when daylight hits the eyes, and it sets up the sleep that you're going to have that night. So that's what I discovered with that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Growth hormone secretagogues is another interesting one too, which theoretically you would think that taking a growth hormone secretagogue or growth hormone before bed would help, you know, maximize your natural growth hormone production while you're sleeping, which maybe for some people it works, but for a lot of people, myself included, the rise in body temp completely disrupts my sleep. So that's, again, just one of those things you need to play with. So like, I'm not using any growth hormone secretagogues now, but when I do, I use it early in the day, because otherwise the body temp spike just destroys my sleep.
So when you use a secretagogue, are you using a growth hormone releasing hormone and a ghrelin agonist together?
Yeah, usually CG-C1295 and epomorelin.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my go-to.
Some of the growth hormones, some of the ghrelin agonists will raise norepinephrine and cortisol. Like GHRP6, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not paying attention. GHRP6 will stimulate a release of cortisol. And that's why I always tell people not to use GHRP6 before bed. GHRP2, now I don't know about ipamorelin. I don't know, but a lot of them do. But GHRP2 won't spike cortisol before bed. And I do use CJC1295 mm-hmm. and GHRP2 and about 80 IUs of oxytocin right before bed. The reason I use the GHRP2 is twofold, to get that spike of growth hormone, but also it is a gastric prokinetic. So if I ate up until 6:37 and I go to sleep at 9, I want to make sure that that food is gone through me. So the gastric prokinetic forces peristalsis and moves that food out of any potential areas, which I want to talk about real quick. I want to take one last commercial break, and we're going to come back and just talk about eating.
Yeah, we talk about
eating before bed.
Yeah, go ahead.
How's that sound? Sound good?
Yeah, that's what I want to talk.
Motto, spelled M-A-D-O, is the first energy drink of its kind. With a clinically effective dose of the strongest antioxidant in the world, milligram for milligram, astaxanthin, reasonable amounts of caffeine, and very low amounts of vitamin B6, Motto will not only energize your mornings, but protect your nervous system, the quality of your skin, and has been shown to preserve muscle mass. Go to shrnetwork.biz/motto, M-A-D-O. Use code SHR for 10% off, plus order 2 cases or more and get free shipping. Remember those rectangular toaster pastries you used to love when you were a kid? Well, Legendary Foods has just made them better. The new cake-style tasty pastry is like nothing you've ever had before. With 20 grams of high-quality protein and less than 1 gram of sugar, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use the code SHR10 to save 10% off your purchase of tasty pastry. Now available in cookies and cream, red velvet cake, birthday cake, blueberry, strawberry, brown sugar cinnamon, and hot fudge sundae. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use code SHR10 today.
Dogs should be powered by fat and protein, not carbs. That's why Visionary Pet makes low-carb, ketogenic dog food for dogs of all breeds and life stages. From kibble to freeze-dried and even low-carb treats, all Visionary Pet recipes are very low-carb, ketogenic, and made with 100% real meat protein. Shop now and use code SHR for 20% off your first order today. Your dog deserves the lifelong benefits of optimal nutrition. Make the switch to Visionary and see why smart dogs eat low carb.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
All right, real quick, eating before bed. I always have a 3-hour window where I'm done chewing and I go to bed. Talk about eating before bed and what that does to sleep and health.
Of course, we both come from the bodybuilding world, and some classic horrible advice was, you know, make sure you get some casein or some high protein shake before bed. One of the big early game changers in my sleep journey was realizing that if I ate anything, you know, two hours or less, even 3 hours or less before bed, that my deep sleep was pretty much annihilated. And almost anybody that's been tracking their sleep will report that. First of all, when you eat, and you can track this, you can just get a thermometer. When you eat, there's a spike in body temperature after every meal. And again, one of the things we want to do is to cool down our body. The other big issue is that the blood will, of course, surround our digestive system instead of being pushed out to our extremities. So basically our body temp just gets completely disrupted. So ideally, at least 3 hours. A lot of people will say their sleep gets even better if they push it to 4 or mm-hmm. 5 hours. Mm-hmm. Now, what can you eat before bed and what might improve your sleep? amino acids will typically be completely digested within 30 to 60 minutes. So if somebody's doing a late night workout for some reason and they want to get some amino acids in their body, that's acceptable. But here's the one thing that will almost always improve sleep for most people. There's been a lot of people saying, I take a teaspoon of honey and my sleep improves. The reason that is, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Carbohydrates, especially sugar, will increase serotonin in the brain, which is a precursor to melatonin. So taking about 5 to 10 grams of carbohydrates, like, you know, some pretty much refined sugars, fruits, fructose, a teaspoon of honey before bed will improve a lot of people's sleep. And I've done the experiment doing like 3-day fasts, and technically I'm breaking my fast, but if I'm doing a 3-day fast.
Yeah, I don't sleep well.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens. By day two, by day three, my sleep is just getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah, you feel like you're on the edge of sleep all night. You feel like you're between sleep and wake all the time.
But taking like one cup of berries solves that. Like I get a great night's sleep just taking a cup of berry or half a banana or half a cup of pineapple. And that just completely resolves the sleep challenges while I'm doing these multi-day fasts. So that's been a great strategy for me.
And there's one other thing. There's a doctor out there that's promoting eating a ribeye right before bed every night. He calls it the lion diet. And I just want to make sure that people understand something, that there is a body of evidence that shows that people who eat right before bed are called non-dippers, because your heart rate is supposed to dip to its lowest point. Some of us go down into the 40 beats a minute at night. And that's restorative to the heart. The heart is actually repairing itself. And people who eat right before bed are called non-dippers. Their heart rate stays the same all night long. If it's 70 beats a minute, it's 70 beats a minute. They die in their sleep more frequently of heart attack. Craig Hollander says, I wake up without some food before sleep. Honey or OJ with a little salt helps me. Listen, I just want to put the banner back up to tell people how to get it. The product is called Sleep Breakthrough. If you want to experience your best night's sleep ever, if you want to sleep like a kid again, remember when you were a kid, you could fall asleep on a picket fence. Go to shrnetwork.biz/sleepbreakthrough. Use the code SHR10 for 10% off and start sleeping better. Matt, thanks for being here, brother.
Great to be back. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. And that's it for today. I am off the air. We're rerunning some old shows because I talk about shit way before anybody else. And they talk about it now and they're famous. So we're going to run some old shows to show people what those of us who have been following the show for all these years already knew. Okay. See you soon.